finally got around to watching the David Bowie documentary. It's on HBO Max now. I really wanted to see it at the Chinese on the giant screen. Moonage Dream? Moonage? Moonage? Moonage Dream? You know that one. It's the documentary.
They say Moonage?
Yeah, sure.
Do they?
But it was so bloody good. I mean, if you're a Bowie fan at all, I mean, they cover everything. They go back to it's like a series of concert footage that you have never seen before. And it goes back to his original work up until, like, you know, the Let's Dance there and all of that stuff.
Excellent.
Era and a lot of interviews. But no one's sitting around going, hey, David Bowie was the best. It's just him answering questions for the most part.
Oh, that's very
cool.
And
through his life. Yeah, it's really good. So the documentary's on HBO now. They got a great version of this next song we're about to play as well during it.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Slugger.
Hey, that's us.
They ought to know.
Bing.
Got this from listener Raul.
Yay, Raul.
Who sent, Florida principal resigns after sending $100,000 to scammer posing as Elon Musk.
Get out of here.
Dr. Jan McGree, what? She has a doctorate.
No.
She was the principal at Burns Science and Technology Charter School in Oak Hill.
I was going to say, how she have so much money? That makes more sense then. Okay.
She wrote a check out of the school's account.
Oh. To a fake. Like, first of all, Elon needs the money. He's shooting rockets shaped like cars into space and buying social media platforms.
Scammer
he doesn't need a penny.
This scammer promised her that if she sent $100,000, she would get $6 million back.
And she believed it.
Yes.
She went through all of that schooling and got herself all of those little BS degrees. And she believed it.
Dr. Jan McGee said was groomed by someone for 4 months who was posing as the SpaceX founder.
I've heard of a buzzword. I'm going to use it.
I'm a very smart lady, well-educated.
No, well,
I fell for a scam.
Yes, you did. $100,000.
She had the ability to write a check up to $50,000 on the school's account, but without checking with the board.
Really?
But this is twice that.
I want that job. How do you get that job?
Well, it's open.
I'm certainly not.
Because she got fired. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I need
give me that dollar.
I'm allowing you guys to be a team today. Comedian Taylor Williamson is in the studio with us.
That's because you know I need so much help. Taylor, please.
That's why I came.
I have not won a dollar in months.
I think you'll need help with this. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
Play the seagull. This is the seagull. There was a human seagull championship. If you could sound the most like a seagull.
You go into a bar, get drunk, get on stage and do this. That's a person.
That's a dude.
Can I tell you, that's very impressive.
Right? That's pretty good.
It's truly impressive.
Right?
Like, I was laughing, like, what is this nonsense? Now I'm like, much respect.
What is this nonsense?
So the list is the top 10 loudest animals in the world.
For our dollar.
For your dollar. Top 10 loudest animals in the world.
Now, if we
and
get
you could
this,
both, you could be a team.
And if we get it right, we're both getting a dollar, right? Hey, come on, man. I'm on your side, man. See,
can we use ChatGPT?
It's a great question, and no.
Okay.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey.
Taylor, you should have done the billboard, actually.
Is it too late?
Yeah, you want
to
read it over?
A human feels physical pain when they're exposed to sounds of 120 dB or more. That's when it gets painful.
I think all ACDCs are recorded at that.
Yes. Yeah. So the top 10 loudest animals in the world.
And we got to agree before we can get an answer?
Yeah, you're a team. Yeah,
okay. You get six. Have you ever been on a team?
I don't know what a team.
Okay, how dare you?
I don't know what. No, I don't know what a team is. Really, I mean, I'm never on a team.
One of my last conversations with my grandma, I was like, you know, grandma used to play soccer, and she was like, well, you were on the team.
Thanks, Grandma.
So you're triggering me. Thank you.
That's good.
Well, since you're saying seagull, I mean, do you think he's giving us a hint here to try and?
How we started?
That was pretty loud.
Yeah,
I'm
started.
Afraid so.
Okay, so Cisco Seagull.
Yeah, you want to? Yeah, we're going to say Seagull.
Seagull.
Incorrect. You tricked us.
All right.
What else? Is it a band?
No, that was just a tie-in. I wasn't tricking you. It was just a tie-in to an earlier moment on the show.
I'm raising my hand.
Yes. you in the third row.
I didn't know what it is, but from X-Men, Banshee?
Oh, yeah. Cause
isn't
that's
an animal?
Yeah, that's named Susie. I would go with Banshee.
That's your guess?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, come on.
Excellent.
You bastard.
I'll tell you the top 10, too, when we're done.
Does that noise mean it's not correct?
That's a good guess.
Wait.
How about you got one? I was going to say a howler monkey. That sounds like a loud thing.
That sounds like a let's go with that.
Howler monkey. We're going with howler monkey.
Yeah! What?
Woo! I demand to know how you got howler monkey.
Well, just howler.
Who thinks
First
that?
Of all, monkeys.
How
we
do
love
you even
monkeys.
Think? I've never heard of a howler monkey.
Mom and Dad, stop fighting.
That's cheating. That's cheating.
You know, I agree with you. Even though you're on my team, no one's ever heard of a howler
right,
monkey.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Your own partner is cheating.
Oh, I don't try. Negative one. Take away another
All
point.
All right, three guesses and you got one supposedly right.
So we cheated.
Cheaters.
What about a mongoose? I don't know what a mongoose is.
Oh, yeah,
it sounds
yeah,
like a loud
yeah.
thing. I have that, no idea what it is.
Yeah.
I like that you're guessing something that you have no idea what it is.
I don't know.
It sounds like a thing that's loud.
All right, what a yes. single is. Yeah, sure.
All right. Sorry. That's four guesses.
Foul language inserted here.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what about like underwater? Maybe it's like a trick. There's like whales talk to each other.
Yeah. I'd go with a whale.
That'd be really loud
I've
underwater.
Gone with a whale. Yeah.
That's the loudest. Let's go whale.
Whale? Is number one.
Number one.
Is number one.
Damn.
That's
Check
impressive.
You out.
That's even better than howler monkey.
Nothing's better than
no,
a howler monkey.
Because his doesn't exist. No one has heard of it, and he cheated.
I wrote it in on your little sheet there.
Unbelievable.
Wait, let's go with underwater. Whale. What else is underwater? A seahorse.
Yes, those are known for their loudness.
They talk to each other. They're so small.
Really loud. Doesn't it suck to be a seahorse? Yes! All right, you guys got one more guess.
Oh, don't man.
Before you fail.
No seahorse?
You got
no. seahorse. Okay. Oh, come on.
We didn't guess
we
that.
We haven't even guessed anything.
Okay, you go. You go.
That was a preemptive buzz.
And eagle. How about an eagle? Bald eagle.
Okay,
they're pretty loud,
that.
Right? Screech. And
All right.
Did we win?
Yes, we won.
Did
Yay!
That last sound dollar, make it dollar. Sound like you win?
But yes. How many did we have to get correct?
Four.
And how many did we get?
Two. Including his teeth. All right, so remember, humans feel pain at 120 decibels.
Right.
So lions are 114. Their
oh,
roar.
Okay, so that's close.
Oh, that's a good
Hyenas
one.
Yeah. are 112.
Oh, hyenas.
Wolves can be between 90 and 115.
Okay.
Elephants.
Elephants?
Are 117 decibels.
So when they do that little, hey, I'm going to charge you, run you down thing,
yes.
not only does it hurt your hair and scare the hell out of you, but...
Howler monkeys, which somehow
yeah!
Sluggo wants us to think that he
I'm
came
with
up
you.
With.
This
I
is
have
wild.
15 howler monkeys at home.
140 dB.
Yeah.
Number five is Callipus.
What?
Which
now
is a bird that's part of the parrot family.
Parrots.
And they make a sound up to 137 dB.
Well, what are they doing? They should be quiet.
Green grocer cicadas. I would have gone with cicadas
Ooh,
if I thought of it.
I hate cicadas.
Yeah, that's 120.
Things in trees that make that...
And all together,
in
it
the
sounds
desert.
Like...
Oh, my God.
It's worst.
Awful.
Number three is bulldog bats.
What?
Make a sound.
What the hell is a bulldog bat?
Exceeds 140 dB. You should know howler monkeys.
Monkeys, I know. Bats, I don't know from.
This one is baffling to me, and I had to look it up. The tiger pistol shrimp.
That was my next. Seahorse was close.
Yeah, you were. Should have said
close.
It. Might have to give it.
It sounds up to 200 decibels.
Really?
A shrimp.
Really?
Yes.
Are they tasty?
Aren't those sea monkeys? I'm not even trying to make a joke.
I mean, it's close.
Would you have accepted sea monkey?
No.
You bastard.
No, you guys, no.
He's a rough judge, man.
And number one is whale, which
whale.
You got correct.
That's crazy that whale is number one.
So well done. But
can I have 2 points for getting number one right, at least?
As long as Sluggo takes none for getting howler monkey and cheating.
Okay, also, we're back to zero then.
Taylor Williamson has been our guest. Tell people how they can see you live again.
Yeah, dude.
Listen, you guys, I'm Taylor Williamson. I'm a comedian. I'm doing a comedy special taping Thursday, May 11th at the Comedy Store.
That's a week from this Thursday.
A week from Thursday.
Right.
Please come. Tickets only $20. Nico Santos from Guardians of the Galaxy, Crazy Rich Asians will be there too. Lots
oh, yeah,
of really
he was
fun.
On he was Mateo on
he's
a Superstore.
On Superstore.
Love him. He's
so this
hilarious.
Be, like, really funny stand-up jokes. Yeah. Me doing my best jokes ever told. It'd mean the world to have nice people who love comedy to come watch. So please tell your friends. And I'm Taylor Comedy on the internet things, but comedystore.com for the tickets. And thank you for your support.
Sure.
And
dude,
thanks for having me. I love you guys. I'm so
thanks for
to
coming
be back
in.
Yeah,
here.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for bringing Betty in, the cutest dog on earth.
Thank you.
Betty is the cutest dog on earth.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you really mean that? I feel like
Slugging
like it. Kevin's like,
it's ugly cute. That is a category.
Don't you dare.
That is a category.
Don't you dare.
Ugly cute is a category.
I'll
just
accept.
Just because he's fit into it all his life, so. You going to go to the Peace Out Aerosmith tour?
I am.
You are.
Yeah, I want to see that. That's yeah. their good life.
I mean, and if they're going to wrap it up and they're going to be at the Forum here in L.A., that's going to be insane.
Yeah, agreed.
Bloody cool.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. They are releasing Kit Kat cereal.
Wow. I want a bowl full right now. Bring it.
Same. Yes, please.
You're eating a bowl full right now.
I am. There's a new company in Sweden that says they're trying to be the IKEA of electric cars. A lot of assembly required.
Yeah, that's my bookshelf literally collapsed with all my records.
I've never successfully built anything from IKEA.
So I'm certainly not going to put together a car and get on the freeway with
it. And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
18,000 smackaroos. Unbelievable. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Run, run, run.
B. Nelson wanted to hear Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures.
That's a very interesting thing to hear. I feel like going surfing now.
That is strange, yeah.
Hello, KLOS.
Running with the Devil, Van Halen.
Who are you?
Mike from West Covina.
Mike, you quit running with that devil now. He's going to take you down Primrose Path and mug you in the parking lot.
Not today, bud.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point to Sligo.
There you go.
Thank you, man.
I thought we should do a little contest. You want to do a little contest?
Let's do the KLOS name game, yes?
All righty.
Your shot to win your $17,800.
What?
Be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Where do we stand on me punching contestants in the face?
Why would you want to?
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
For what reason?
Well, you know.
Oh, if they say the same thing.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, dude. It's thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All right, let's do it. The name
game. Everybody in the chat room would agree with that, too, actually.
$17,800. KLOS, who is this?
It's Juan.
Juan, you are caller 13.
Oh, no way.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Now, we got to get this money out of here. I'm sick of seeing it. It's just laying all over the studio now. People have been putting their cigarettes out on it, and it's ridiculous.
He said he thinks he has
it. You do,
it.
Yeah?
I think so.
All right.
So you know we're looking for a dog movie with two or more words in the title for $17,800.
Let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Air Bud and Rescue Dogs. That was wrong. What do you think it is?
Okay, I'm going to go with Canine.
Canine is your guess.
Yes.
Canine. K9 is incorrect.
Oh. I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Boo! Damn it.
Okay, well.
Boo indeed. Thank you.
All right, so tomorrow morning, bright and way too early. I don't ever get up that early at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No.
It's going to be worth $18,000. The Who played their first show at the Rainbow Theater in London on this day in rock in 1979, post Keith Moon.